Yeah, man, it's been a long time, nearly half a year since my last fight. So excited, nervous, looking forward to it, and hoping to put on a good show for the fans in the UK and the fans at home and the fans that travel over from home.
Is it a bit of a different feeling now? Because you're that bit closer to home, obviously. You're used to fighting in Canada, but the UK this time. Do you feel more comfortable fighting there, or do you feel more comfortable in preparation in the UK?
No, it's not. It's not even more comfortable. It's like this is all new to me because the way things are running in Canada, I was kind of used to that. So everything's kind of new now. So I'm on the way to Newcastle now, and I'm going to find out a lot more of what way things are running over here. So it's like a new experience again. So excited is the only word for it.
How did this fight in Newcastle come about? Because obviously your promoters are based in Canada. How come you're fighting in Newcastle?
Lee Baxter, he's a great man. He's making relationships with the biggest firms in boxing. He's always meeting new contacts, meeting new partners, and he just got onto the guys in MTK that knew him from previous fights and stuff, and said, "I have this kid, and he's training in the Ingle Gym in Sheffield, and try to get him on a show." And they said, "Perfect, we have this massive show in Newcastle, and we'll be happy to get him on it."
You talked about Ingle Gym before, and I suppose the intensity of training there. A lot of champions have come through the doors there, and you're expected to fall in line with the standards in there, or else you've no business being there. Taking all that into account and knowing that you're flourishing there, is this the best pre-fight preparation you've ever had?
I think so, you know, because I trained 10 to 12 weeks before Christmas. I've had maybe a week off at Christmas, and I was right back into training again. Like, so my body never really got the chance to switch off. So I've been switched on for the last couple of months, just ready to fight, looking to fight. And yeah, so I think like I'm in great shape. My weight's good, everything's good. So once we get into the ring, that's when it should all show off.
It's Ireland versus the Ukraine, of course, on Saturday, Lee. Artur Davidenko, I think his name is. Do you know much about him coming into this one? Have you looked into him much?
I know a couple of the guys that fought and beat him. And all the lads that he boxed are quality opponents. He got beat by a couple of quality opponents. He beat a couple of unbeaten guys. So he's what we call in boxing a slippy banana. You know, like, you need to be careful with this guy. You need to be, you definitely need to be switched on and focused, because he can box, he can fight, and he comes to fight. He doesn't come to lay down. So it's going to be very exciting, and he's going to test me to the very limits from what I see of him so far.
So in terms of coming into this one, you've had, as you said, kind of 6 months out since your last fight. This fella could pose a bit of a threat. Are you kind of cautious coming into it? What's the game plan going into it? Or do you go and try and get that early stoppage? Or what way do you think about it?
No, Dom just taught me, like, don't go crazy because all the fans are there. Just go in, see what you're about, box, stick to your boxing, and whatever comes after that comes. So it's just kind of shaking off the cobwebs is what I'm trying to do. But obviously, if I can put on a show for the people at home, that's what I'm here to do.
Yeah, Dom there, that's Dominic Ingle. Is he your main trainer now at the moment?
Yeah, Dominic Ingle, he's my head trainer now at the moment in Sheffield. I've been training under him for the last few months, and it's been going great. I've been very, very fit, been very focused, and been away from home, so it's been my 100% job. So I've been on it. Like, so that's what they say over here: when you're training hard and you're focused, you're on it. And I've been on it for a while now.
What about some of the pros? I know, obviously, Kell Brook, Billy Joe Saunders are in and out of there. Have you seen much of them lately? And what are they giving you any advice ahead of this, or going, I suppose, into the future of your career?
Well, more than any advice, I was sharing the ring with Kell and sharing the ring with Kid Galahad and Robbie Davis Jr. coming up to this fight. Last week, they headed off to LA to watch the Fury fight, and they're watching the Mikey Garcia fight this weekend, so they haven't been around, but just being in the ring with them guys is as much experience as you can get, because if I'm able to be doing 6 rounds with these guys, then how shouldn't I be able to do 6 rounds with any of these guys that I'm going to fight on my way up the ranks of boxing?
Just before I let you go, Lee, obviously you're focused on your own career, but just back here in Limerick, I suppose, we're starting to really see the boxing game, and I suppose the pro boxing ranks especially, flourish over here. I mean, we had a new one, Jason Harty from Rathkeel, the latest to go pro. That wasn't too long ago. We've Graham McCormack back in action soon, obviously. Paddy Donovan fighting at Madison Square Garden on Paddy's Day, something that you did yourself before. A really vibrant scene here in Limerick, and it's great to see, isn't it?
100%. A lot of the time in the amateurs, the Limerick boxers would always be we'd always be brilliant boxers, but when we get up to Dublin, the National Stadium and stuff like that, a lot of bad decisions have been made, and it haunted a lot of great boxers from Limerick off the sport. But now with these guys coming through to the pro ranks, there's nowhere to hide, and everybody can see their talent for what it is, you know. So it's flourishing, and it's great to see. And hopefully, it shines some good positive light on the city, because it needs it. It needs more positivity spread around there, like, and that's what we're here to do: entertain the fans, spread positivity, and fight for my city.